listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
You see me with a bodyguard, that means police is watching, and I only used his waist to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin', and if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. Five dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad move, that's bad news.
Hey, welcome to the Blackout Test Podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen,
and this is a Tuesday edition of the Blackout Tips. We, as always, are joined by the voice that everybody wants to hear the most. It's Patrice. What's going on, Patrice?
Hey guys, good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good. We was nervous about this connection, man. No. Everything I say, I'm like, I hope it's getting through. It feel like talking on a paper string.
I'll raise my hand if I can hear you, but so far I can hear you.
All right, cool. It's a Dim Thrones Tuesday, which is what everybody talks about. The only show that we get emailed about, so where people are just like specifically talking about this one show. The people in the chat room are here. And we're here. You can follow Patrice on Twitter at Patrice C. You can check out our website, hellandheartaches.com. I say you follow Patrice just to see her live tweets of, Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. And she like storifies her tweets at the end of the night, which is a real neat thing. You guys can go follow that and all that stuff. So, you know, how's everything going, Patrice?
It's good. It's finally spring here. We have warm weather. It is happening.
I've heard of this thing. I guess in New York, it's spring is coming instead of winter is coming.
Exactly. Finally, people are starting to unfurl their feet and put on sandals. It's beautiful.
Well, you know, we're glad that you guys are thawing out up there.
And yes.
The weather's getting good down here, too. So, you know, it just means that we get pollen and all the good things that come with that.
And bugs.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and get into it, man. Of course, we talk about Game of Thrones here, a.k.a. Dim Thrones. You can use the hashtag Dim Thrones when you guys are live tweeting it. We actually, you know, did pretty well this week. I saw they were keeping track of it on some website or something, and it went up 500% when the show started because so many people were using it, which is awesome, man. So congratulations. Pat yourself on the back. All the other podcasts that talk about Game of Thrones and use hashtag Dim Thrones, thank you too, because you know, I feel like everybody's just trying to get in there and get it moving all together. So, you know, we appreciate that, guys.
We do.
Awesome. I did notice that it went up. Yeah.
Go ahead, Patrice.
No, sir. I said I did notice there was a spike. I was actually looking in the corner to wait to see when it started trending.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that a few book readers tried it, you know. I said something.
Oh, no.
Yep. I said something about Davos, and then all of a sudden it was, well, did you know this about him and that about him? Hey, man, listen. I didn't know because I didn't read the book, but just know this. They might want to tell me that later. You know, he didn't die. Maybe they're going to tell us later. Just calm down. It'll be fine, guys. Don't worry about it. All right. That being said, this name of this episode was The Laws of God and Men, or as I like to call it, The Trial of Tyrion. He was on trial, man. It was bad. But as soon as they showed the previews for this week, because every week on HBO they show like the, you know, the little preview or whatever, and it was like a whole lot of clips of what he said to people in the past, and and not all of it was good. Like some of it was when he was talking shit to people, and I said, uh-oh, they about to bring up old shit. They showed him smacking Joffrey. I said, oh man, that it's never good for Tyrion when they show that clip of him smacking Joffrey.
No.
I think last time they showed it.
Which makes me mad because he only did what everybody else wanted to do and they want to get mad at him. Y'all would have done it if you could have gotten away with it.
Yeah. Yes. I think last time he smacked they showed the smack Joffrey clip before a show. I'm pretty sure he got axed in the head. So I was like, something bad, something bad gonna happen. But yeah, so they basically start with the opening of Stannis Baratheon and my man Davos Seaworth floating into this city where the Iron Bank is, and there's this huge statue of what looks like a Trojan warrior or something like over there.
How tall was that thing? That thing was humongous.
Yeah, that thing.
It was massive.
And you have to like go through its legs to get into the city, so it's like a, it's like some weird imagery there. But you know, they were basically going to the bank, man. They cut to the inside, and Stannis is pacing back and forth, and Davos is trying to lighten the mood with some stories about how they always make you wait a long time in this nation.
He was not trying to hear
that. I noticed that. He's talking about how everybody in Bravo, they're on CP time. Like, what are you even doing? This is true. You came here to beg for money.
Yeah. He's like, it's not, and he just shot him a look. He didn't even finish the story. Stannis just looked at him. He was like, oh yeah. Anyway. So right about then, and they had obviously been waiting for hours at this point. The Citibank officers came out, and, they was like,
city financial officers.
Yeah, they came out there. It was like, have a seat, see about this payday loan. It was like Stannis felt as awkward as black people feel in any bank anyway.
I know they probably gonna deny me, but I'm gonna try anyway.
Right.
I know my credit score is a 120, but they might accept me.
Like, even when they told him to sit down, there was a pause, like, why am I even wasting my time? Y'all gonna say no. But, he sat his ass down. And, my man standing, they gave him this long rundown, basically. He's like, hey dog, how many ships y'all got? How many men you got? There's like 4,000 men. He said, how many ships you got? And it was like, well, he said, hold up before you get ready to fix that lie. Cause I know you about to lie. Don't even try to count the sinking ships. Okay. The ones that got fucked up last year in the war. Don't count those. We count ships that float. And he was like, oh, well, then 32. He's like, yeah. And, how you feeding your men, them 4,000 men? Y'all make any food over there off them, that Rock Islands? And then it was like, I mean, not exactly. I mean, we ain't got no guards and shit. You know, we trying. And he was like, yeah. So, basically y'all broke. And, they was like, yeah, we broke. And
that's why we here.
He said, but, you know, Stannis was like, I got claim to the throne. So, you know, y'all need to hook me up anyway. And, they was like, hold up now. Tommen got the claim to the throne. And Stannis said, that's an incest baby, dog. You can't count them.
Yeah. You know, you put all of Tommen's business in the street. Just like, he didn't even ask you all of that. He just said the boy's name. He's like, well, his daddy's his uncle.
Yeah.
That's
and they said, you know, Tywin said that all you are is just a jealous uncle. That's a usurper to the throne. And last time you attacked, you wasted all the gold. And he was like, the gold that you gave him? They wouldn't have had that gold if it wasn't for y'all ass. Y'all is already in the middle of this. And, they say, you think you got, just cause of your name, you think you could claim this gold? It was like more than anybody else. He made crazy eyes. And I was like, oh shit.
And the dude was talking smack too. He looked at him like, I don't know what you talking about, but we go on facts and statistics and numbers. Mm-hmm. And based off of what we said, what we know, this ain't happening.
So they
exactly. Thanks for coming out.
We will have to reject your application. So they told him, you know, I'm sorry, but, look, we not even trying to help you out, Lord Stannis. And, then he went to call him, I think Davos went to say something, and he was like, oh, we not going to call you a Lord because in our city, we don't even make thieves Lord. And you and my man Stannis walking around like you cool and shit. And so that's when Davos sat down, because honestly, Davos was gonna get a whooping in the car. So at this point,
like, why you bring my ass all the way out here for them to tell me no?
Yeah, at this point, he really was talking for his life, because if you think about it, he forged the request for the loan in the first place without permission. getting
right.
He got a little scale face to help write it for him, Then he, you know, he had already let the bastard go, which they think is the key to winning the war anyway, because they used the bastard's blood and some leeches to kill all the, you know, Joffrey and Robb Stark and all this shit. So now they're like, you know, Stannis is like, man, what the fuck? Like, you just done fucked up the whole war, dog. So he sat down and he pulled out his glove and showed he had four nubs for fingers and was like, listen, we gonna talk about paying back some debts, right? I don't got no fingers. This nigga does not play. He gonna get that throne. And y'all know Lil Tommen is not the real power. Tywin is the power. And how old is he? And they're like 67. He's like, nigga, he old.
Real old.
He gonna die soon. And then Lil Tommen's supposed to run shit. We gonna take that shit from him. And y'all gonna wish y'all had gave us this money. And the bank gave him the money, man.
You know? Yeah. He solved it. I was like, he shouldn't have forged the application in the first place, but if we're going to do this, let's do it properly.
Mm-hmm. He gave that speech, man. I thought they were just going to try to put the loan in Lil Scaleface name and be like, you know, because a lot of people do that. You just put it in your kid's name, put the power bill in her name and shit. But they went ahead and got the loan. And so Davos showed up to the Black Pirate, who apparently was getting these hoes. It's some brothel. Black.
He said, just sit in the bathtub. When else do you have your friends stop by to hang out and have conversation?
Mm-hmm. It was obviously his refractory period because he was talking to them and shit and regaling them with jokes they'd already heard and the hoes.
You know?
You could tell they was hoes too because they was listening like they cared.
They're well paid and not beaten.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, you are the best. We've never heard that one before. Davos showed up and was like, what's up, Black Pirate cuz? I know, I see you on these hoes and everything, man, but, I think you need to come out with me in the morning and, get them ships and we can get this Navy thing going again. And, Black Pirate dude was like, nigga, you know you broke. Now, why you come up in here? Without no money, talk about, I need to get off these hoes. I don't get it, but I'm not going anywhere. And Davos threw that change at him. He was like, oh, shit. We coming up. So, he took the money, and I guess he's rolling with him now.
Yeah, and I think for me, when I seen him, I was like, oh, shit, a black man with lines and a dick. What is going on here, Game of Thrones? Right. I was like, go, black brother.
I like the Black Pirate dude. I don't need to memorize his name. I like the Black Pirate dude because he's about
it's
his
Salador Sand.
Solid?
Salador?
Oh,
Sand.
Okay. Salador Sand. Well, I like him because, hey, you know what would have been funny though? If the black dude would have had a regular name like Bob or some shit, that would have been funny because all the white people got black names and shit. His name would have just been like Jesse the Pirate or some shit. Anyway.
Ryan the pirate.
Right. I might call him Ryan. So the black dude was like, Salador was like, we got some money. Well, then shit, we could roll. And, my man Davos was like, yeah, and I already gave the other money to your wife. And he was like, now why are you going to do that, bro? Come on. That's hoe money. I could have been spending this money on hoes. Whatever, you know, I'm assuming black character trying to be a deadbeat dad. I don't know, but he was planning on taking the money and not being responsible to his family. Like so many black men in fiction, which was pretty terrible. Plus with that accent he's doing, I feel like he should be selling me a red stripe or some shit already.
Yes.
Like
red stripe.
So, but, anyway, he rolling with him, man. So that's good, man. I appreciate that. So they got the money. Davos gave the guys child support away. And they go to the next scene. And Ramsay, was getting his groove on, but they were juxtaposing the scene of Ramsay, having sex with some chick to, Yara, who is the sister of Theon slash Reek. And she was finally arriving at Ramsay's abode to like abscond Reek.
She's been traveling 15 years. It's been taking her forever to make this journey.
Forever. You might not be able to get married and have kids by the time it's over.
No.
You want to know what's so bad? I wanted it to be longer. Like she showed up and I was like, why tonight? Like you couldn't take the slow route. Like they can't run into some complications. You know, and I start trying
a hole in the boat or something.
Yeah, I kept trying to come up with scenarios where Theon wouldn't make it out and shit. Like, well, maybe, you know, maybe they'll kill him by accident, or maybe she'll be so disgusted with him or something, you know. But so she was showing up and she was giving a good ass like speech about like going in there and how they had flayed 20 men that they had found at the Castle of Black, and they had mutilated her brother, which, you know, as much as people's lineage plays into this series, I thought they would be like, well, you know, we mutilated your brother so he can't have kids, so why even save him? But she still was gonna save this nigga. So
you know, but what better way to hype up an entire army than to just look at them and say they snatching dicks out there? So get your sword and let's fucking go, because it could be you next, bruh. Like she really gave them the whole speech.
It did work too, because they was like, yeah, we're gonna go in there and get these dicks back.
Yeah, all of them.
So they like climbed the wall, axed a bunch of people in the head and shit. Yara is no joke, man. She fucked them dudes up. She's just so much more trill than Theon, you know? Snitches, apparently do not even get stitches, because she made one of them tell where Theon was. And I thought maybe she would let him go, and she cut his head off.
Yeah, snitches get sliced.
Yeah, dude was like, yeah, it's that way. She was like, thanks. So they keep Theon in the cage with the dogs, which is, seems pretty fitting. And they try to, you know, they go bust Theon out of the cage. And I thought I heard Theon say no, at first. And apparently that is what he said.
Yeah.
Apparently that is what he said. He got he became Patty Hearst, man. Like he is 100% in bed with Ramsay and the Boltons, and he like it there. They treat him good. They put water in his bowl. They take him on walks.
They pet him.
Yeah. He's completely domesticated.
Yeah, he was like, this is a trick. Get your hands off me.
And especially when you look at like how the dogs were barking. And then when they grabbed Theon out the cage, the way he was yelling, it was almost like a dog barking when he's like, you know, like, no, no, I want to stay here. And I was like, oh my God, he's going to raise the alarm by himself. And sure enough, he did. So Ramsay had to come up out of some pussy.
Poor sister, she was so confused.
She was looking at him like, what is wrong with you?
She was like, come on, Theon.
She reminded me.
Go ahead, sweetie.
She reminded me of my dad when I used to call, like, in the middle of the night, like, I don't want to be at the sleepover anymore. And then he'd get there and I'd be cool. Like, no, I'm good. You can go.
Yeah, she looked so confused.
Yeah.
And, and then that's when Ramsay, came up out of whoever he was in. And, he came into the battle with no shirt on and two knives. I said, this nigga.
He was all scarred up because, she was like, come on, Theon. He was like, who the hell is Theon? My name is Reek.
Yes, yes. He was fucked up, man. He looked like he stank, too. Like, she
bad.
She was so confused, man. they have a battle right next to the hound cages. And, my man Ramsay was holding his own, man. He could fight. Like, he was fucking dudes up with them two knives. And so, And not to mention, you know, Yara was holding her own too. It was a pretty good fight, but they fucked around and got on the wrong side of them hound cages.
And yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And Ramsay turned around and was like, "Yeah, so you got some pretty big balls, but your balls gonna be too big for you to run out of here because I'm about to unleash these hounds." And he released the hounds like Mr. Burns and chased their ass out of there. They didn't even show the chase. Mm-mm. They just showed them being in the boat like, "Woo, that nigga was crazy."
It was time to and didn't he bite her?
Yeah, Reek bit her in the hand and jumped back into his cage. Like, that's how much he wanted to be in, you know, he wants to be Ramsay's pet or whatever. But, yeah, that part where they just are back in the boat and she's like, "My brother is dead." Cause they was like, "Did you get your brother?" She's like, "No, he's dead." And honestly, man, you know, I was kind of happy cause that means he's got to stay there with Ramsay some more. Then they had this creepy scene where Ramsay like bathed Theon and shit. Like, he let him get a bath as a reward for not
betraying
him. I
thought it was going to be like boiling hot water. I was not even expecting it to be anything normal. I thought we were going to keep going.
I really was like, I know this trick. Okay. My mom did that to me once. She was like, "Uh-oh. Oh, no, I'm not even mad that you got kicked out of school for 3 days and I got to drive. I mean, got kicked off the bus for 3 days and I got to drive you to school. Why don't you go take your bath?" And I hopped out that bath and she had a switch. I was like, "That's the trick." that was a trick, but it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Apparently he got a complete bath and,
was his doggy treat was the bath.
Mm-hmm. And Ramsay said, "Look, man, you proved your worthiness. I got a plan, but I'm gonna need you to impersonate somebody. I'm gonna need you to impersonate Theon Greyjoy." So,
was the creepiest thing ever.
And you know what was so creepy about it? Cause Reek understood. He was like, "Okay. I know what you need me." So yeah, I feel like they're gonna like betray Jon Snow or some shit, man. Like, make him think.
Aww.
Yeah. Yep. I think Jon Snow gonna die, man. Too many people like him now. And it's about time for him to go. You know, I see all these tweets about him being white boo and all this shit. That means he's gonna die, man. That's,
yeah.
That's how it happened, man. They don't fuck around on this show. Right when you be like, "You know what? I like him." They be like, "We gonna kill his ass." So yeah, man, Theon, didn't get a whooping, but he's probably gonna, my guess is he's gonna end up betraying Jon Snow, or even worse, Bran Snow. By acting like, you know, he's like Theon again. They're gonna be like, "Oh, it's Theon. We missed you. We love you." And then fucking Ramsay gonna come out and skin him and shit. So then we cut to a beautiful scene where a shepherd's boy is playing on the edge of a canyon and the sheep are running around and, you know, having a good time. And, dragon decides, the black dragon, the big one, decides that it's time for a snack, and he just and you can tell it was the black dragon because he fried it like extra hard, like he was like, "I want it well done."
"I want my barbecue go right here."
Yeah, he just fucking flambéed that sheep
and
snatched him up and flew off. Just more evidence that Daenerys just does not have the control that it seems like she has sometimes.
At all. She really doesn't. They've gotten too big for her.
Yeah. They was on some Bebe kid shit because the dragons don't understand all these politics.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? Like, the dragon's not sitting around going like, "Oh, so these people are now cool. We not eating them no more."
Mm-mm. It was like, "Goats, I want one."
Right. That's all they care about. So. He flies off and shit, and they cut to Daenerys and I'm assuming the old throne room of whoever used to run Marine, and she's getting introduced, and this shit sound like when you introduce like Floyd Mayweather or something, you know. You know, it's like the first among women, first of her name, the unburned, the like mother of dragons, Daenerys. Like, it felt like that, but
she really did go on for like a full minute. Like, she's added, every town has a title. Like, it's been a while since I heard her full name.
Yeah, really. It was like when they say Dikembe Mutombo's whole name, you'd be like, "God damn, he's from Africa.
It's a long ass name."
Yeah. She got a long, like, all them titles, man. Like, only thing missing was "Let's Get Ready to Rumble" at the end. So, she was in this clean ass castle, and this dude had a bag and shit, and he was supposed to address her, and he came up to the steps and unfolded the bag, and it was them burned ass sheep bones.
Mm-hmm.
Like the dragon burned it all the way to the bone. And Khaleesi was like, what's up? And he was like, yeah, your dragon ate my goat. So can I, can you like hook a nigga up? I mean,
yeah, cause now I have nothing to like, I ain't got nothing now.
Yeah, this is my job. I don't know if this would be like if he showed up and burned your laptop for work, you know, like this, I need this.
I can't function without this dog.
Yeah, like this is kind of fucked up. So, she went ahead and, told him I'll pay you triple the value of the goat. So he was like so happy and she was like, oh, thank you. You the best. And, she walked out and she smiled and she felt like she had it all figured out. Then this other dude came through and he was like, what's up, player? She was like, what's up, dog? He was like, she was like, and then she clowned him, man. And she was like, oh, look at this nigga. He a noble. Motherfucking nobles coming up in here thinking they royalty and shit. Ha ha ha. And I was thinking like, bitch, ain't that your entire fucking point of your quest? Mm-hmm. If your family didn't have a certain last name, would you even want to be the queen? Like, that is so fucked up. You entitled motherfucker. You are just the same as them. Like, you can see she's starting to have her own little chinks in the armor, man. Cause that was really fucked up for her to clown him. And then for her whole claim to the throne to be that her family used to run it. So she was like, and I told Justin this. I wish he wasn't. By the way, rest in peace, Justin's nose. He broke his nose. And, He's not really able to talk right now, so that's why he has a bear. Yeah. But hopefully he's healing up fine, and hopefully it'll be better by Friday so we can do the sports show. But if not, you know, just know that Justin's thoughts are with us, guys, and our thoughts are with him. But okay, so she flips on him and shit about being a noble, and he kind of set her straight because he was like, well, you know, when you just pick them random people to put up on the cross. One of them random people was my daddy. And she was like, so? He was like, nigga, my daddy was against slavery. He the only one that, he was like, he just didn't have the votes, but he wasn't cool with it. And she was like, oh, well, I mean, you know how it is, dog. Y'all put up them slaves. He was like, I ain't got shit to do with me. Also, in my religion, we bury people. You just sitting out there and fucking, crows is eating his ass and shit. Like, what kind of savage are you? And she was like,
he really was mad. Like, you couldn't listen around the questionnaire first to ask who likes slavery, who doesn't. He would have checked no.
Right.
He'd ask questions.
He would have left some very negative, anonymous comments on her YouTube page, you know?
Like,
he was not a fan, of her.
And the thing is that when he was talking, I was looking at her like, God damn it. He told you not to kill those people. He told you to have compassion.
It wasn't even just the compassion angle. Cause I think I agree with her that injustice, like sometimes you got to do something fucked up to something, you know, to get it back. But I said it was fucked up. She didn't even take the time to ask the slaves to pick the ones that needed to go up there.
Oh.
She just picked random people. Like, I'm just throwing y'all up on the wall. How you like that, nigga? I burn. And and now you find out, like, she picked some people that didn't have shit to do with it.
Yeah. And he basically was like, you the queen, I'm your servant. Mm-hmm. But goddamn, you know, come on now. And I think it made her reconsider, and she's made enemies. It's like, mm-hmm. She don't realize with her being the queen of these people and who knows how many other innocent people she killed,
mm-hmm.
You have caused friction.
Mm-hmm.
And he's nice about it. Everybody else ain't gonna be pleasant about you killing their family members.
Well, that's the beauty of this show, because I remember so many people got mad at the whole Mahisa, savior of the brown people shit they did last year, because they were like, oh, so the brown people just gonna hold her up like a white woman savior. But now that shit is turning around to show that she was kind of blind to some areas, and it's not easy to rule, and she doesn't understand her own privilege in some ways. And this is one of the ways that it came out, because this dude was like, man, you killed my daddy and strung him up, and he was a good person. And he's like, she was like, oh, well, shit, my bad. I guess you could take him down and bury him. Although for
exactly, they finally gave us something to do, because all she's been doing is riding around and getting it, like sit in one place and deal with all these people.
Yeah, you know, and part of me kind of hoped that she was gonna be like, I don't give a fuck, I'm leaving them up there. Now get the fuck out. Like, I wanted her to, like, part of me wanted her to stop trying to be such a good guy, because, you know, like, I like that there's shades of gray to these characters. She's the only one that really has, like, a completely, you know, like, good kind of story. But I would have liked for her to make a turn and be like, okay, you know what? Take your father down. You can bury him. But then you got to take his place. You know, something crazy like that. But she was like, nah, it's cool. So, and then, apparently they hit her with that, she was like, whew, well, that was crazy. How many more meetings we got? And they said 212. She was like, God damn.
Mm-hmm.
Someone put a wrap it up box or something. Like, can we get some of that, the music from the Oscars to play in the background when these people start talking?
Everybody got less than 2 minutes.
Right. it's like, you strung my father up. You strung my father up. Well, do you hear the music? Do you hear the music? Because you need to wrap up. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Next
one. We trust that one already.
Oh.
Yeah. Didn't we? Yeah. I already gave somebody's father back. Okay. No more repeat requests.
No more.
So, Oberyn, is at a meeting with, all the people that Tywin trust. They were having a discussion, you know, keeping up on the current events. I did notice that Cersei, Varys, and all these other people stood when Tywin came in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Oberyn didn't stand.
That's right. When you want something, you better behave.
Mm-hmm. He said, I'm going to sit my ass down. I ain't doing nothing. And they start having a meeting, and they start talking about like what was going on, and this nigga Varys be knowing. It's like he's got tape recorders on everybody. Like, how did he get the quote from the Hound? He got the actual quote.
He has
of
all them damn birds. He's got birds that get sent out and bring back messages and all kinds of shit.
I think he got the internet. That's what God. I
he got something.
Varys had cell phones or something before. Like
he got TMZ on it.
He got the quote "fuck the king" from the Hound. And keep in mind, the Hound didn't leave nobody alive.
Everybody died.
The only people alive was the dude whose daughter didn't get raped at the end, and the dude, and they owe him for life. So I don't know why they would even be talking. And he got the exact quote. Man, I said this dude must got Twitter. Like, it's something. So they had a little, you know, he was like saying, like, you know, these are the current events. They brought up that Daenerys was still on her way with the dragons, and Cersei tried to downplay it and shit, like, oh, she got this old ass knight, Sir Barrister. We kicked his ass out, was old ass. And what else she got? Like three dragons and shit. And they was looking at her like, nigga, are you serious? That's a lot.
I know, right?
She was the only one that was completely unconcerned. Like, what?
She was like, I got somebody else to kill. I don't give a fuck about nothing y'all talk about until that nigga dead.
You know,
fuck
one
everything.
At a time.
Yeah, one issue at a time. Him, then the dragons.
Granddaddy Lannister looked at her like, this is why I don't invite you to shit.
Yes.
like, this is serious. I don't know if I remind you, we are broke. And these dragons have won the war before. So please calm down. Having them baby dragons is like having a nuke or some shit. She clowns her barrister who got the old man strength. My man, Freaky Prince. Oberyn.
Oberyn.
he went and had like a little side meeting with Varys. We all know Varys is a eunuch, which means he didn't have a penis. And, he said he could tell by Varys's, like, even though he was covering it up with an accent, he could tell that he was originally from Essos. Which makes me wonder, was he an Unsullied? Because he is a eunuch. and he bald head, all this shit, maybe just a fat Unsullied, I don't know, maybe he used to be a translator. But Freaky Prince was like, so look dog, back in the day, you know, you could have came through and we could have got you some little dudes the fuck and shit. And he was like, whoa, playboy, I ain't into dudes. And he was like, oh, well, what? Well, forgive me. You carry yourself kind of gay, but.
Yeah. And I know gay.
Like you.
Yeah. He's like, I know from gay. Okay. I fuck anything. So it's not even an insult. That's what I thought. But okay, we could have got you some hoes and we could have been fucking some chicks together. And he was like, I don't fuck hoes either. He was like, what?
I've never seen anybody look more confused. Like, wait, what?
He was like, I fuck everything. You don't fuck anything?
You're the opposite of me.
What is this? Are you sure you're from Essos? He said, yeah, I don't fuck anything. I'm asexual. And that helps me stay focused on things that matter. And then he pointed at the Iron Throne. And I was like, nigga, it's no way your dickless ass is ever going to be on the Iron Throne. Mm-mm. I don't care how focused you are. That shit don't even matter. What? Like, he pointed at the throne. I was like, that's a waste. That's a lie. That's a dickless lie. You going to hit the glass ceiling. Cause,
yeah, you can only go with so far.
Yeah. Ain't nobody going to let you rule without no dick, man. Come on. that was his dream. So we cut to Tyrion, who's Jaime comes to pick him up in prison, and he was like, asked him, did he come to freedom and shit? Then they had a little laugh. I thought the shackles seemed a bit much because it's Tyrion.
Yeah, I was like, where is he gonna hide under the table? Where is he going?
Mm-hmm. Little baby shackles they gave him or something, man. So. Ironically, when they get to the trial, some random motherfucker called him the Kingslayer, and I noted the irony. They both brothers and they both Kingslayers in their own way, but his was in the bad way, you know, so I guess it's like a hipster crowd or some shit, because when they said to Jaime, it's cool, like, oh, Kingslayer, man, you fucked that dude up. When they said to Tyrion, it's like, oh, Kingslayer, look at you.
Everybody that booed when he walked in that room ain't shit, because they know they're glad Joffrey's gone.
Everybody,
they happy he didn't. Oh my!
Like the hypocrisy of that crowd was so good. They was like they was awesome. They're like, yes, it's finally justice has arrived. Something like everybody know when Joffrey choked, they all unclenched their butt cheeks. Like everybody,
because everybody was nervous. They was like, "Shit, he could kill me next."
Yeah. So Tommen recused himself from the trial because let's be honest, he's not a king, right?
He just got there.
Yeah. he stood up and he was like, "The sun has gone to bed, and so must I." And he just went up the stairs.
Yeah, he was like, this is my first day at work. I don't have everything I need. I'm out.
Yeah, I didn't even read the training manual.
I'm not even properly trained.
Tyrion gave him the old black grandma face, like, good job, baby. Now you go sit down.
You did so good.
Yes, nice Sunday school speech, baby. Get on off stage.
So, the trial got off to kind of a rough start anyway, because Tywin was like, how do you think the king died? He's like, choked on pigeon pie. And I was like,
Terry got them jokes.
Terry ain't fucking around. They start bringing up all the old shit. All the old shit. They brought up that one punk ass night, and he was like, I remember when you were slapping Joffrey. And he was looking like everybody wanted to slap him. Shit.
That's what was bothering him the whole time. Like, any of y'all fuckers like him.
Yes.
Tyrion was looking like, I slapped him for us. All of us.
Yes, he was attacking somebody. Come on, nigga.
It was like we slapped him. The royal we. Jaime, apparently, I noticed during the trial, because they had a lot of reaction shots. Jamie's haircut It looked like something out of Dumb and Dumber, man. Like, it really looked bad. Like, apparently his right hand was his haircutting hand. Cause that shit is, it's terrible.
That gold hand cut.
Yeah, it's real bad. So, anyway, that's a side note. Sorry. That was one of the, they kept cutting to him. I was like, what is wrong? Oh, it's his hair. Jesus. Like, it used to be cute.
It was something once you said it, I couldn't stop noticing it.
Yes. He looked just like the, not Jim Carrey, but the other dude and Jeff, whatever his name, and Dumb and Dumber. He looked just like that dude. I was like, wow. So they got the necklace. They pulled that shit out. So I'm assuming they found it when they did CSI on the body of the dead, the dead clown dude that, cause they dropped that necklace back into the boat with the dead clown homie before they,
right. He dropped it right back on top of him onto Sir Dantos. Yeah. When he put him back in the rowboat or whatever.
Yeah. So I'm assuming that's where they found the shit. I always forget old buddy's name. What the fuck is that old ass nigga's name, man? I want to get it right before I say it, cause
the Maester?
Yeah, he's the worst. Maester Pycelle, I think. He was he called Joffrey the most noble child the gods ever put on this good earth. Even Cersei rolled her eyes. Like, even Cersei was like, come on, he wasn't noble or good or a child. He was a fucking evil ass monster. Tyrion tried to say something, and apparently in this trial rules, he doesn't get to say anything. He doesn't get a lawyer, and only if Tywin allows him to speak can he speak. So it was just everybody going up there and shitting on him.
Mm-hmm. And dancing when they got off stage. Everybody got off stage, looked at him, and rolled their eyes.
Yeah, they was playing to the crowd and shit. Varys got up there and got some, too.
Mm-hmm.
For shame.
Yes, he was like, I forget nothing.
Yes. He went up there, and Tyrion was like, hold up, can I ask him something? And Tywin was like, you can ask him one question. He said, hey, man, didn't you tell me that you wouldn't forget that I was the one who saved the city, even though I wouldn't get credit for it? And he was like, yeah, unfortunately, I don't ever forget anything. So fuck you.
But she was like, come on, bro. You said before you was going to come get me. What the hell?
Cersei shit was terrible, too, man. She got up there and was acting brand new. Like,
you know, crying and shit, like she has feelings.
Like she was hurt.
Can't believe they tried to make me feel like she was a human being last week. And then she gave a look to Jamie when she got off the stand, like, told you I was gonna get him killed. And Jamie was like, man, you wrong. So they had a brief recess. Everybody go eat lunch. Apparently Tyrion had to sit in there the whole time, I guess. And Jamie decided enough is enough. I'm going to go talk to daddy and get this straight. So he said, look, dad, you say family is above everything. You know he didn't kill this king. And he said, well, that's true. Then the trial played out. He's like, nigga, this is a fucked up trial. It's not going to play out. And he was like, well, he killed his king. He said, as did I. And if it wasn't for me.
You know?
Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for me, you would be dead. How about that, Pops? And his dad was like, well, look, man, what you want me to do is halftime of the fucking trial. Like, like, it's a little late for this shit, man. You should have said this a week ago. And so Jamie promised, that he would drop out of the King's Guard, which is what Tywin told him he wanted, like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He said, basically he'll have kids so they can continue the royal line, as long as he doesn't kill, Tyrion. And Tywin, without missing a beat, was like, yo, I'm going to send him to the, Black Guard. So he'll be going to the Night's Watch and watching the wall. As long as he pleads for mercy at the end, so he won't die. I'm not going to, you're going to become, you know, start producing these kids. Your sister's going to get married off to the gay dude. and you'll be good. So cool, works for me. And Jamie had a look on his face like, motherfucker, you knew all the time.
Yeah.
He had that ready in his pocket because he's wanted to get Jamie back to Casterly Rock since he came home.
Yep.
Like, that was his game plan.
Yeah, that wasn't no off the dome shit, man. He was playing chess. Mm-hmm. So then that's when they tried it, man. The case came back in. And you know what, man? When the trial started, I said, man, maybe everybody's going to get something out of this. They'll be miserable, but fuck it, they'll be alive. But you know that can't happen. Mm-mm. This shit turned from a trial into Maury.
Yes, it did.
They came back, and Jerry Springer was like, well, guess who we got backstage?
Jerry, 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 Jerry.
He was like, it's Shay, the hoe. And Shay came out there looking healthy as shit. I knew it was a wrap.
She really did. As soon as she came out, I literally, at the screen, I went, God damn it, Rod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She didn't get on that fucking boat.
I got the tweet right here from Patrice. It said, bitch, Rod was right. We didn't see Shay get on no damn boat. She never got on a boat. Hashtag them thrones. And that is correct. You can't trust anything in King's Landing unless you see it with your own eyes. These motherfuckers never show her getting on that boat. I thought she was somewhere getting tortured. Apparently, she was so mad, she said, you ain't got to torture me, and Tyrion ain't got to hit me but once. I'm telling.
Mm-hmm.
So, she came into the trial, and all you hear was, when a woman's fed up.
That's when the hoe's fed up.
She was so mad. Like, and I was sitting up here the whole
time.
Go ahead, Patrice, I'm sorry.
No, she really was. She was so, like, she was vibrating. Like, there was no talking to her. He would have needed, like, a recess and, like, 20 minutes to talk to her.
She was so mad. And the thing is, I was looking for signs of torture. Like, I was like, well, maybe she got makeup on or what's going on with her wrist? No, that looks, she looked clean. She looked healthier and better fed than she was when she was with Tyrion. And, she came out there and was like, she said, I got the audio tape. Tyrion.
Right here.
She's like, would you like some juice, honey? Now tell me what you think about the Negroes. And she had like everything, all the evidence. She said she heard him and Sans are plotting. She was lying like shit. I think Oberyn even asked her like, now why the hell would he tell you all this shit? And she was like, cause I was his hoe too. And I was like, damn, that's the trump card. Once she admitted to being a hoe, man, like, she took all the power away from anybody that was gonna judge her, cause she just was like, I was a hoe also, so do with that what you will. you know, and I was like, you know, all this, because he was like, really, Shay, don't do this. And she was like, you called me a whore. And I was like, you couldn't have wrote a think piece for XO Jane or Huffington Post or something? You had to kill the man?
Yeah, and
you are a hoe!
You know?
And the thing about it is, he was looking at her like, bitch, don't you realize they was trying to kill you? You would have died if I had to try to get you on that goddamn boat. They don't care about you.
He tried to tell her that. Well, see, that was the thing. I always said that it sat wrong with me when he did the tough love shit to her. Well, he wouldn't tell her the truth. He was just like, I am not in love with you. You are nothing but a whore. Get out. And I was like, see, you can't do that to people. Can't do that to people. Like, the only thing that she valued in life was the fact that when she was with him, she didn't feel like a whore. And he took that away from her. And she was like, well, then fuck life. Like, I don't want to go live a comfortable life somewhere else as long as I feel like I'm somebody's whore. So, you know,
but she was a whore with absolutely no street smarts.
None.
Worried about Sansa. Come on. Really?
Sansa, like, not just, you know, and it wasn't even just to worry about Sansa shit. Remember when she started this shit last season when he was like, hey, man, you need to stay up in the room and shit. She was like, I will go walk the streets. I love you. I was like, what? Do you not know that his parents, his family killed people for no reason?
Singing and skipping in the castle. He's like, bitch, turn your ass down.
Cersei will have you killed just because he's happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was so, oh man. Like, I won't be surprised if she gets killed anyway after this shit.
I think she will.
Like, they probably kill her. You still a whore. We did. We always pay our debts. So yeah, this is when Tyrion was like, I confess. And it was like, Tywin was like, hold up, you do what now? Because I confess. And he was like, oh shit, fucking up my plan. Confess to what? And he was like, I confess, but not to killing the king. I confess to being the baddest motherfucker on the planet. And he gave this long ass speech. Like, how dare you, motherfuckers? It was like Alonzo speech in Training Day. I put cases on all you motherfuckers. King Kong ain't got shit on me.
I love that speech.
Yeah.
He was like, it went for me. All you motherfuckers would die. If it wasn't for me, I didn't kill that nigga, but I wish I did. Mm-hmm. Shout out to OJ Simpson.
He really had enough.
Yes.
He's like, you know I didn't kill him because if I did, y'all wouldn't have thought I did. That's how real I am. took an axe in the face for you losers.
Yes. He was like, oh, y'all happy that nigga dead.
So, yeah, he's like, he did everything but threatened to put him in 24-hour lockdown.
Yes.
Pelican Bay and shoe program and all this shit. And then he flipped it up at the end and was like, I want trial by combat. And they was like,
which I was not expecting.
Yeah. And for the record, that's his second time audibling to a trial by combat. Last time he did a trial by combat, he had Bronn stand in for him. And Bronn kicked that nigga's ass and knocked him out the moon door. So I don't know if the rules are he can get someone to fight on his behalf, or if they're not going, if he's not going to be able to do that anymore, or, you know, if he can get Jamie to fight on his behalf. Like, I don't know what the rules will be, for this shit, but, I wonder if he can get someone to fight in his stead, or if he, you know, has to die.
Hopefully he gets somebody to fight for him, because he's at a real disadvantage all the way down there. Like, that's not even good.
Yeah, he not good at fighting. Like, he took an axe to the head. That one time when they was in war and he was supposed to be fighting, that nigga got knocked out and slept through the war and shit. Like, he got a bad track record is what I'm saying. So, that was it, man. The episode was pretty straightforward because they didn't really do a lot of skipping around. The trial was like a huge part of the show. If I'm leaving anything out, chat room, y'all feel free to acknowledge it, but I think we pretty much covered everything. What are y'all looking forward to next week? I will start with you. I'll start with you, Patrice. What are you looking forward to next week?
Well, next week, of course, getting a little bit more into Tyrion's trial, or at least closing that out, because I'm surprised that they started it so late. I thought, honestly, more of the episode would be about it, but that's just because I like Tyrion. I think we're going to probably get a week off with Theon next week. And I'd love to see more. Like, Danny's really running into issues now, so I want to see where that's going.
All right. What about you, Karen? What do you want to see next week?
I want to see the journeys of Podrick out in the wilderness.
Oh, yes.
So that's going to be interesting.
Fucking up more wildlife recipes.
Yeah.
Oh, you supposed to put water in? You put water in with the rice? Oh, okay. Oh,
damn. I didn't know. You supposed to boil the potatoes first?
Yeah. Oh, so the cereal, it goes in and then the milk. Well, I'll be damned.
Yes, The Adventures of Podrick. And I'm also looking forward to the White Walkers. You know, they took that baby and they made his eyes turn blue. Mm. I don't know if that's automatically make you a family member or not. You know, that wasn't explained.
Yeah, the White Walkers got to be the slowest moving plot device of all time. I want to say,
by next season we should find something out.
Right. I swear to God, episode one, scene one, a White Walker killed somebody. I ain't seen a White Walker fuck people up in a minute. Like, they were just like, they bad when they around. But anyway, me personally, man, I want to see if Tyrion can pick a substitute to fight on his behalf for his trial by combat. And I want him to pick Jaime, because I think Jaime would, if Jaime died, it would fuck up Tywin's plan completely.
And Cersei wouldn't know what to do with herself.
Mm-hmm. It would hurt everybody that wants to hurt him. So
right.
It's like, it ends the bloodline basically, unless Tommen can grow up and have some babies. And then Cersei has to start, you know, reproducing with someone. It doesn't give Tywin, you know, the legacy that he wants. you know, and I know he loves Jamie or whatever, but it just, it risks everything that everybody, wants, you know, so I kind of would love to see that. I guess what I would like to see next week is what's going on with Jon Snow, what's going on with, what's going on with Bran and them fucking, acid trips that he's having. Like, I hope that's leading somewhere.
Him and the Wonder Twins.
Yeah, him and the Wonder Twins are fucking supposed to be visiting a tree or some weird shit. Let's get that on with, over with, cause I'm guessing that means something, but I, as of right now, I have no idea, what it means. And of course, can't forget 12 Years of Sansa.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I forgot about her. Yeah, we got Lysa got to start acting up. She got to forget her pills next week.
You know, Lysa going to be, she going to have to slide the food under the tray like Celie did with Suge Avery, man. Like, it's going to be ugly next week.
I feel bad for Sansa.
And in the preview, it looks like we get to finally meet the Mountain.
Which I'm excited about.
Mm-hmm. I just hope the Mountain ain't the one that's going to be fighting in the trial. For,
oh, oh no.
I hope not.
Think of it.
Oh.
He will chop Tyrion in half if that's the case. It'll be the quickest trial ever. It's like, and the Mountain, the end. But, Patrice, thank you so much for joining us for them thrones.
Thank you, Patrice.
As always, it's a pleasure. You can follow her.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. Follow her on Twitter at Patrice C. Mm-hmm. Go to her website. HellAndHeartaches.com. And I would like to give a shout out to the anonymous listener who, donated Patrice a headset. It just arrived today, so it's not hooked up and everything, but this is how much the people love Patrice. Dude hit me up and was like, hey man, can I give Patrice a headset for her laptop? I think it'll improve the sound quality even more. And I was just like, okay, you want me to tell her your name or give you, you know, you can email her. He said, no, I want to stay anonymous. I just love the show and I love Patrice that much. And I was like, damn, y'all niggas are some fiends.
They love you, Patrice.
Well,
thank you to Anonymous.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. I have something to look forward to when I go home tonight. So.
That is the height of fiendom. You know what I mean?
They was like, we want the best quality for everybody involved.
Yeah. That's like a crackhead going by the dealer's house and being like, hey man, you ain't got no good TV in here, do you? Don't worry, I'll fix it.
Don't worry, I'll fix it. As long as you keep my crack coming.
Yeah, let's get you a better.
I'll get you cable.
Let's get you a better beeper. This beeper is old. Well, Patrice, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much.
Yes, talk to you guys soon. Have a good week.
All right, you too. Peace. Love, Patrice.
Yes, thank you.
Always fun.